Tonight's short Devar Halacha and Simin Tov Lamed Beis from the Piskei Tshuva. It's an interesting short little halacha, which actually sometimes the occasion might present itself during the time of Bedikas Chametz, where children might ask this question: is it appropriate, is it fitting, is it halachically correct for a person to recite, in addition to the bracha of Bir Chametz, the bracha of Birchas Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Higiyonu L'Azman Hazeh? We know that after a prolonged period of time, a year's distance, Me'es La'es, from one period of time to another period of time, it's appropriate for us to say the bracha of Shechiyonu. So maybe it should be no different. But it's interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch writes, De'ein mevarchin Shechiyonu al bedikas chametz. The reason, we will see the reason in a moment, but the halacha is that we do not recite the bracha of Shechiyonu when we make the bracha for the searching of the leaven for the bread that we search on the eve of Pesach. And the reason why, says the Shulchan Aruch, lefisha bedika hitzorich haregel, so therefore some chinan azman deregel, which means there's something called a hechsher mitzvah. What's a hechsher mitzvah? Something that is the preliminary, that's the necessary activity prior to the festival. So for example, the classic example of that is you build a sukkah in order to be able to sit in the sukkah. The mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah shevas yamim, to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. And so therefore you can't sit in the sukkah unless you build it. So similarly, you can't go into Pesach with having ownership and possession of chametz. So therefore, so he explains, says the Shulchan Aruch, that since it's Tzarech HaRegel, so therefore the Zman, meaning Shechiyonu, the Brach of Shechiyonu, is associated with the actual festival of the holiday itself. Good. However, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Avud Raham, and he says, it's a Kosev HaTam, it's an interesting answer, and we'll see a practical case of what people do. I'm not saying everybody does this, but certainly mentioned here in the Piskei Tshuva, it's a Kosev HaVud Raham HaTam, that the reason, he says, is Meshum De'ein Boi Simcha. Now when a person searches for Chametz, searches for the leaven, so what's happening is that there isn't simcha, and that this bracha of Shechiyonu v'Kiyamonu is associated with some feeling and emotion of simcha. Why is there no simcha? Ki mitztar al ibud mimono. You feel saddened, you feel pain by the fact that you're losing out, you're losing money. What does it mean you're losing money? You're losing the chametz. You're going to have to throw out this card, the chametz mamish at least, for sure. And so therefore, maybe a person's tzar, a person has anguish, a person has a set of unsettled feeling, a sense of feeling, unhappy. And so therefore, that lacking of simcha is the reason why a person doesn't make this bracha. And so since this is true, so he says, that we know that kevon shematzino bekama me'arishonim v'aposkim, shekosim sheyesh levarich shechiyon, he says, he wants to be fair, that even though the Avud Raham says that you don't, there are a number of poskim, and achronim who say, rishonim as well, who say that you should make a bracha of shechiyon. So what do you do with that? So you do or you don't. So he says like this. So it's nochain, it's a good idea, lahasig prichadosh, good idea for a person who wants to take a new fruit, you hold it in your hand, vivarich olav shechiyon, and you make the bracha of shechiyon on the new fruit, like similar to what we do on Rosh Hashanah, second night, and you make the bracha of shechiyon, kodem birchas bir chametz, before you make the bracha of bir chametz, and vichavin liftar abdika, and you have that bracha of shechiyon, also have in mind the activity, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Interesting, Eitzah. So sometimes maybe your kids will ask you, why don't you make a bracha Shechiyonu? So you'll say, you could. Not actually. One reason Avud Raham is because it's lacking simcha. And here's what we'll do. We'll take a bracha, make a bracha on a new fruit, bracha Shechiyonu, and have in mind that it's also going to be exempting the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz as well. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow evening in the halachas, in the journey of learning and getting ready for Pesach. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash.